from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mike Greenberg, talk about the Stillers.
The only team that it makes sense to do that is a team that is Brandon Ayuk away from winning a championship right now. So I ask you, is New England that? Certainly not.
Whoa.
Is Cleveland that? Maybe, which is why that made sense to me. Is Pittsburgh that? That's a really interesting question, because while I remain a Justin Fields fan, I have to acknowledge at some point the doubt creeps in. And the Steelers may have replaced one bad quarterback with two bad. What has happened?
That's a terrible take.
What's he talking about?
That's a terrible take for three reasons, if you don't mind, just quickly. Number one, when the Steelers traded for Justin Fields, Mike Greenberg on ESPN, on national television, said, with Justin Fields, the Steelers are a Super Bowl contender. So how quickly, my friend, a radio Hall of Famer forgets. And he is an all-time great in this industry, Mike Greenberg. But that is some classic sports talk radio right there. 3 months ago, whoa, Justin Fields makes the Steelers Super Bowl contender. Now he's a bad quarterback. Number two, saying the Steelers don't have a chance at being a contender because he doesn't know if he believes in Justin Fields, well, it shouldn't really matter because Russ Wilson is your starting quarterback. And number three, what were the Steelers supposed to do this offseason? And that's the one that I think is the point of discussion. I don't think the Steelers could have done any better at addressing their quarterback situation this offseason.
No.
Right?
For the price.
Well, what were they going to do? They couldn't get Baker.
Right. Or the Kirk Cousins, they weren't going to do that, right? Wasn't he talked about a little bit? Like, he was a name that was out there.
Yes. Yes, he was a name that was out there, and I suppose they could have done that.
But, I mean, that's Russell Wilson.
That's exactly my thought on it, Doran. I agree with you 100%. If you're going to get a mid-30s quarterback, do you want the one that's coming off of a significant injury that you're going to have to pay a bajillion dollars, or do you want the one not coming off a significant injury that you have to pay peanuts? Like, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
I do think Atlanta did a nice job. They draft a quarterback, and they pay a quarterback, and they just got Justin Simmons yesterday, too. I think that's going to...
Matt Judon, as we talked about
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, that's starting to look to me like a not great game one. Whereas I thought when the schedule came out, oh, you go in there, you beat them. You just line up, beat those guys. I don't know about that. We can get into that in the great unsponsored, that's now sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun. But it reminds me of the way people nationally and internationally, I guess in Canada, now talk about the Erik Karlsson trade. Like, oh boy, what were the Penguins thinking? They gave up a bunch of bad players for a future Hall of Famer. Even though he didn't play up to the level that you wanted him to, and even though you missed the playoffs, if you didn't have him, you were going to miss the playoffs, and you were going to be saddled with a whole bunch of bad players.
Right.
We misremember things. The Steelers weren't going to be able to take one of these big-time quarterbacks in the draft.
They weren't going to trade up.
They weren't going to trade up and get one of these guys because the opportunity to do that wasn't going to be available. the Steelers couldn't have gotten Baker Mayfield. That's the guy I would have liked, and I would have loved him at that $33 million a season price. But he was never a free agent because Tampa
locked him up.
They locked him up.
Yeah.
So unless you think Sam Darnold at $10 million is a better option than Russ at 1.2, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And there are other guys, Gardner Minshew for 2 for $20, he got paid. No. So you replace a bad quarterback, in his eyes, that's what Kenny Pickett was, for two bad quarterbacks. These were the best of the available options. And even if you think that they're not good, which you can make an argument about Justin Fields for sure, and if you look at the totality of Russ Wilson, you can make an argument. Is there any argument where you can say they're worse than the quarterback situation the Steelers had last year? I don't think so.
Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
So what the hell is he talking about?
I have no idea. No idea. Well, first of all, I think he thinks that Justin Fields is going to be the starter.
Right.
Which is, you know, not having a pulse on the situation in the segment at hand.
You are not doing your homework
right
on the Pittsburgh Steelers if you really think that Justin Fields has a shot. Justin Fields played a significant amount of snaps this preseason. A lot more than Russ did with the ones. And the second that Tomlin has now deemed Russ healthy, he immediately plugs him in as the starting quarterback.
It's because of and we've said this so many times, Russell Wilson was always going to be the starter. Russell Wilson, of him being to be a part of this conversation, to be that veteran quarterback that was out there that the Steelers got, why it was the best situation for them, because Mike Tomlin needs a veteran quarterback. And I think that he is admitting that right in front of our eyes, or did in the offseason without even having to say it, that I need a Ben-like quarterback that I don't have to worry about. I am not in the business right now whenever my boss is saying that we need to be urgent. I don't have time to deal with a project. Now, I could deal with a backup project.
Yeah.
And let him learn alongside of the veteran. But like the whole time, Russell Wilson, to me, like that was the best option for the Steelers in what Mike Tomlin wants to do, and for the price, because Russell Wilson has played a lot of football. You don't need to teach him different coverages. You don't need to say, like, hey, whenever a guy rolls down here, make sure that the ball goes there. Like, that's what Mike Tomlin had to deal with over the last 2 years.
He had to manage. And a lot of this,
managed his coordinator.
Right. So I was about to say, a lot of that was a disaster of his own creation with Matt Canada. But Kenny threw some picks early in his career, and so they dialed him back. And the one thing Kenny did at a truly elite level was protect the football. But they made that his thing. Go out there, protect the football. They had to baby him. With Mitch Trubisky, they wanted to baby him, and then he wouldn't allow them to do that. So he wanted a quarterback, to your point, that you just come in and you get to do it because you have done it, and you also want a veteran quarterback, because the same way the Pirates now just waste a year of Paul Skeens and you don't want to do any more of that, you are at the tail end of Cam Hayward's career, and you are approaching quickly, unfortunately, the end of the TJ Watt career, or at least the back nine or the back six.
Yeah.
And you ain't screwing around. You want to win. You've got a mandate from the top that you need to win. Coordinator out. Former head coach in at that position. Veterans in. New wide receiver coach. You trim some of the fat in their minds with Deontay Johnson. It's all about winning now. Of the available options, Mike Greenberg, what was out there that makes them better? There was not an option.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
This may be deeper than I think people think. Who do you think has a better chance of winning and getting as far as possible, Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins? And I think that might have, you know, you think of all your options, whether, you know, a guy prices out or not, you still entertain it. So I'm sure that the Steelers had a conversation about Kirk Cousins. But whenever you sit there and you look at the board and you have Russell Wilson here, who, you know, you're going to pay 1.2 for, or you have Kirk Cousins, you have to pay $50 million. Like, and if you just think about football and not financials, like, who do you think can get you farther? Honestly, like, I don't think it's that easy of a question to answer.
I think just watching them, Kirk Cousins right now is better. What's the knock on him?
Can't get it.
The same knock that the Steelers are battling against. The Steelers can't win playoff game, haven't won playoff game since 2016. Kirk Cousins is shrink in the moment guy, primetime games. That's always been the knock on him. You watch the quarterback show, and you can see why he overthinks everything. Seems like a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
I'd like to hang out with Kirk Cousins.
Would you? No.
Now, he's kind of a dork.
Yeah.
But he seems like a nice guy and a dork. A nice guy. He overthinks everything, which you can totally understand by watching that show why he comes up small in big moments, because he's just overthinking. So you've got the franchise that hadn't been playing in enough big moments, and when they have, they've been getting their butts whooped. And you'd be getting a quarterback. If all things financially are equal, now you bring in a quarterback that also can't get over the hump, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Good point.
And you have to go off a resume. Like, I mean, and this is just conversation for the radio, but like, you know, you would have to sit there and look at the resume. And I don't know if Russell Wilson can get me that far, but I know he has gotten far before. And I would weigh that. And I'm sure that the Steelers weighed all those options in the offseason. And they came to the conclusion, like, financially, possibility, Russell Wilson could be our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not gonna put ourselves in a hole for a guy like Kirk Cousins that we might think that can get us there, but he has never done it.
Right.
Anybody else.
You're hoping.
And you are hoping with Russell, but at least there's evidence.
Yes. Yes. Where you're hoping that past is prologue.
Yes.
Or if you are looking at that for Kirk, past being prologue, well, you're not winning anything of substance.
So those are the two options that were literally the most legit options for the Steelers. And Mike Greenberg, that's kind of what it came down to.
Now, the broader topic was, are the Steelers a championship contender? I think if they had Ayuk, I look around this roster, I don't see a lot of holes. And I think you can make an argument that they could contend. Without him, I feel not so great. They're definitely a playoff contender, though.
Yes.
But if you're Brandon Ayuk and you have, if everything's equal, you'd much rather stay in San Francisco.
There's no question.
No question about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.